This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special.
And welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in sunny Santa Clara, California at ZenCon 2014. I've been recording all week, and it is my pleasure to wrap up this conference with a podcast with my special guest, Mr. Michelangelo Van Dam, the man with the coolest damn name on the entire internet. Say hello to everybody, Michael.
Hi, everybody.
And of course, Michelangelo is the godfather of the PHP community.
No, you're not.
You and I have been coming to ZenCon almost the same amount of time. You started in
2007.
That
was my first year.
That was when we had it up in Burlingame.
Yes.
At the Hilton. Talk to me a little bit about ZenCon and how you've seen it change for the better, for the worse.
Well, when I first came out to ZenCon, it was my first experience and exposure to the community behind PHP.
Oh wow.
I was doing PHP for 6 years, got certified, and that's when I got an email from Zen saying, hey, we have this conference. And that was the first exposure about, oh, there's something happening about PHP. So I took all my savings and bought my first ticket out.
Wow.
And came out here. Came on my own dime. And this is the first time I met you and basically the core of the PHP community. I met Elizabeth Marie Smith, Sarah Goldman, Wes Furlong, Derek Rettens.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the people that, I only knew from the credits of PHP.
Yeah.
Coming out here, well, Burlingame was the exposure. And I remember very clearly you welcomed me there at ZenCon, welcoming me there in the PHP community.
Hmm.
And that was basically the moment saying, okay, we need to get involved in this. And this is when I start playing with the idea, okay, we need to have a PHP community in Belgium.
Good. Now you've got, in the Benelux area, you've got one of the most active. I mean, you've been doing the moving the meeting around for several years. Raphael started Amsterdam, that is part of that whole organization. And didn't Scoop just start one?
Yes. The Netherlands, because the biggest challenge we had in the Netherlands is getting attendees to our meetups.
Mm-hmm.
On average, we had like 12 people attending, sometimes 8, sometimes a little bit over 15, but never the crowd that we're used to in Belgium.
Hmm.
And we couldn't figure it out. We tried all kinds of formulas, but the people just couldn't come out to our meetups. So Stefan and Raphael and some other people, they started localized communities.
Hmm.
And that worked, because if I look at Amsterdam PHP, 80 people at their meetups, that's a bad day for them.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So these localized communities, we give them full support. And having people like Scoop and Raphael and Jeroen being involved,
mm-hmm.
We see now a lot of these localized communities. They do their thing. They form the communities. We do the marketing, and we do the announcements, and we try to bring sponsorships to those localized communities, because we already have that network.
Yeah.
And we coexist, and every time we are thinking about, okay, we're going to be in that area, we reach out to these local communities and say, hey, you want to do a joint event, and that works pretty well.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic model. And you brought Jeroen with you.
Yeah.
This time to ZenCon.
Yes.
Now, is this his first Gen Con?
I believe he was here earlier, but I'm not really sure. But yeah, he was selected as a speaker, so you could come here.
Of course, you've helped set up that the community in that whole area and been a huge influence, and you weren't really satisfied with that, so you went on to set up your own conference, the PHP Benelux Conference, which I know you have a lot of help with. It's not your conference. You have a lot of very good people helping with that.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit, because this last one was the sixth year, something like that?
This year event was the fifth anniversary of our conference.
Awesome.
Yes, it has been that long since you were there at the first conference. Yes.
I know, I remember that fondly.
Yeah, and because this is, you inspired me at ZenCon 7 years ago to start a community. Again, a couple of years later, you sparked us to do a conference.
No, you give me way too much credit. It was you
back
and Felix
in the tram,
that put that together.
Yeah, yeah, but it was our conversation with you in the tram in London.
Mm-hmm.
That.
So I remember that conversation.
I remember it clearly. Mm-hmm. And that was the spark that we needed to move forward. And this is what I love about the PHP community. We don't help each other. We don't spoon feed people.
Mm-hmm.
We show them where the door is.
Yeah.
And we let them go through the door.
Yeah.
And this is what I love about the PHP community. We are helping others achieving goals they never thought that was possible, but we not guide them by the hand.
Yeah, and that's true. And the PHP community, I've said this on several episodes, is a very pay it forward community. Others helped me get where I am. I owe a debt. I have to help everybody who comes to me and is looking for help, no matter how that help looks.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It might be inspiring you, which I'm glad you credit me for doing that, but I honestly, you know, you guys did the work. It was not me, but it's part of my paying the debt to the people that came before me.
And we do the same thing, paying the debt that we owe the community for bringing us to the level that we are at this point.
Yeah. Now, I tease a lot and with the man with the coolest damn name on the internet and the godfather of the PHP community, but you truly are these days known as Mr. UnCon. You run the UnCon here at ZenCon. You run it at DPC, right?
I run it at DPC, did the Open Spaces at Tech, Sunshine PHP.
Tell us a little bit about how you've seen that grow over the years, and why is this such a passion of yours?
Well, first of all, the UnCon is the non-scheduled track at any given conference. It means that you can have people that were not selected at the conference but still want to present something that show up.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have new people, and I have that capability of pushing people a little bit further so they actually sign up and do a presentation about what they do in their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And from time to time, you see people really being great speakers, conference material, show up at your UnCon. And I've said it a couple of times and I keep on repeating, sometimes the UnCon sessions, if you attend those, they're far more interesting than the conference sessions themselves.
I do not disagree.
Not just because of the content, but also it's not a formal environment.
Yeah.
We can have like little discussions in between.
Mm-hmm.
We can have something like we give advice during the talks. So we help people to see, oh, I'm not doing it correctly. So we improve them as they go along. And then we have join in as being the feedback, giving the total picture.
Yeah, and I've actually seen, you know, people go to the UnCon that, you know, you're right, the content actually, or the sessions could actually be better than the ones that are in the main track. One of the things I love is the people that are speaking at the UnCon, by and large, are not the speakers that you see at in the regular track. They're the people that bought a ticket, paid their own way, and they're still willing to share.
Yes.
And so that, to me, shows a dedication to the community and to sharing with other people.
Yes, and now, sometimes you need to I don't want to say force people, but I gently push them into
that. Oh, I've seen you shake the bushes, you know, and not in a gentle way. No, this is not this push thing. I've seen you tell people it's time for you to go sign up now.
Yes. But this approach also helps people to unlock hidden qualities that they have possessed and are afraid to show. Or developers are by nature introverts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So putting them out there in front of an audience, even if it's a small audience, which is regularly the case at UnCon, gives them that exposure, but not the formal exposure you would have at a user group meeting or at a genuine conference.
Yeah. And now at DPC, they do something very unusual. I don't know anybody else does this. The person with the highest rating at Joined In automatically gets a slot at the full conference next year.
Yes. DPC is, as far as I know, unique in this.
Mm-hmm.
I try to convince other conferences to do the same thing. But yeah, it's always a budget thing. It's always other reasons why other conferences haven't done that. I think it's a shame because it also gives people an extra motivation to be part of that UnCon.
Yeah.
And I've seen very talented people entering the UnCons for the first time and become regular speakers at conferences.
Well, it's what, I started the very first UnCon at a PHP conference in 2007, the first year you were there. And my goal there, now we failed miserably on that one. We had no idea what we were doing. But my goal there was exactly that. People that, you know, either did not get accepted or were too shy to submit, but they just want to give it a shot, you know? Get out there and do it. And let's expose some new talent. And I've seen people come up from the UnCon and become part of the regular speaking circuit, and it's wonderful to see that.
Yes.
Now, we have one other thing we're going to talk about, UnCons. We talked about Benelux. We talked about UnCons. We talked about ZenCon. Give me a little bit of a picture of the difference between the European PHP community and the U.S. What's the biggest difference that you see there?
I
put you on the spot now.
Okay. So, at first I would say if you're a speaker, the interaction with the audience, saw it yourself when you were back in Europe,
mm-hmm.
the people are more direct. If they have questions, they just go at it, you know? And sometimes you need to say, okay, we take this after the session, because it becomes a monologue or dialogue between just a few people.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the States, it's less of that. People wait until the very end until they ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my perception from audience-wise.
Okay.
The community itself, I don't see a lot of differences because
that's good.
Everyone that I talk to, either it's here in the US or it's in Europe or in India,
mm-hmm.
the community is passionate.
Yeah.
I have one word for it, it's passionate.
And that is one of the things that makes the PHP community so great, is we have a lot of passionate people that are willing to help other people.
Yes.
And it's infectious. It just grows.
Yes.
Okay, well, hey, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Of course, we've talked about it, but the same question I ask everybody, what's your local user group? What's the URL?
Well, PHP Benelux is the user group.
Uh-huh.
phpbenelux.eu is the URL.
And this podcast will come out right around the time that the PHP Benelux conference is happening, hopefully,
yes.
if all goes
well. Well, the conference is the last full weekend of January, mm-hmm. January 23rd and 24th. It will be the weekend before FOSDEM. So if you're open source geek and you want to hang out in Belgium, now you have two reasons to come.
Very cool.
We have good beers. We have good chocolate. We have great hospitality. All the sessions that we do at the conference are in English.
Mm.
So we are as open to international audiences as possible. We have to, because we have three languages in our own country, and we don't want to do sessions in three languages.
Yeah. Well, so. and I'm not supposed to play favorites, but quite honestly, it is one of my favorite conferences. You were gracious enough to have me for the first year. You were smart enough never to invite me back. So, it is a wonderful conference every year. When people come back from it, when it's over, I just see glowing reports.
Yes.
Of course, last time with the bumper cars, I saw glowing reports from the hospital, but I saw glowing reports.
Yeah, well, people, it's really amazing because you see people go at this bumper cars for 4 or 5 hours straight, and then they come out crawling. Oh, yeah. My leg hurts, my arm hurts, my neck, my back. And then they raise both their thumbs up, and they say, still go like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So either there's something mentally wrong with the community or you just need to add some layer of pain on top of your conference to have a very successful conference. That's the only thing I could take away from it.
You definitely have a very successful conference, and I look forward to seeing what you guys have got coming up in the years to come. We're going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for spending some time with us
today. Well, thank you for inviting me.
But I want to, for everything, and I say this to a lot of people, but I mean it just so sincerely with you, because you do so much for the PHP community. Thank you for everything that you do to make the PHP community so awesome.
Well, I thank the community for giving me so much in return.
Excellent.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.